El Paso has done such a great job, Bob, at getting vaccinated, but now it too is seeing a spike in COVID cases.
Yeah, and I think I want to start by saying that the science clearly says that the best way to slow the spread of COVID-19 and to protect yourself is to get vaccinated. I think that's always a good message to get out there, especially when we are seeing a rise in cases. The number of new infections in El Paso has gone up about 18% in a week, which is a pretty good jump. It's not at the level we were last fall, for example, but it's worrisome enough that we should pay attention to it and take steps to mitigate the spread. We're also seeing an increase in hospitalizations, too. This rise in cases began just a few days before an appeals court ended El Paso's mask mandate. The one thing that was clear since the mandate began in the middle of August is we did see a decline in cases over the first few weeks of that mandate. That began to erode probably as people got frustrated with continuing to wear masks and began to feel safe. City and county leaders at one point had said El Paso had reached herd immunity, which was both untrue and unfortunate because it's the kind of thing that can get people to put their guard down. So we're seeing an increase in cases. It's not a disaster at this point, but it's a good reminder for us to take steps, wear a mask when we're indoors, maintain social distancing when we can, and by all means, get vaccinated. That's the only real path to a return to something approaching normalcy for us.
Can you explain what you mean about herd immunity?
Well, first of all, we don't have 75% of our population vaccinated because kids under 12 aren't eligible for the vaccine. So we're well short of that number. And I think also increasingly because of the variants that are out there, many health officials have stopped using that herd immunity phrase. It's just not a realistic goal at this point. And it's particularly difficult to reach herd immunity for diseases, for respiratory diseases that are spread by air. And so, you know, I've just tried to banish herd immunity from our vocabulary here at El Paso Matters and really focus on steps that can help control and manage the disease. You know, COVID is not going away at this point. It's something we're going to have to learn to live with and mitigate as best we can.
All right. Obviously, a lot of El Pasoans lost their lives to COVID. That certainly compounded a problem that El Paso is seeing due to some other factors as well.
Well, I think this week we got data from the state that looked at both deaths and births last year in El Paso, which was obviously dominated by the pandemic. We saw a huge increase in deaths. They went up by almost 2,600. We had almost 8,400 El Pasoans die last year, by far the highest number on record, about a third higher than any other year we've previously had. One of the things that suggests is that the city's estimate of about 1,500 COVID deaths in 2020 was a vast undercount. We probably lost closer to 2,500 El Pasoans to COVID-19 in 2020, and we're still continuing to lose El Pasoans to that disease now, although thankfully at a much slower rate. The people who have been most likely to die in 2021 are the people who have not gotten vaccinated. Only a handful of people in El Paso who've been vaccinated have died of COVID, and all of those folks had other pre-existing conditions that complicated their health.
Moving on to an issue vastly important to both Texans and New Mexicans, and that's the water we share.
And if it's vastly important to both of us, you know we're going to fight over it. And that's been the case for a number of years. So Texas has sued New Mexico in the Supreme Court. So the trial began this week. But basically, it comes down to this. There was a compact in 1939 involving Colorado, Texas, and New Mexico over Rio Grande water. And that basically allocates 57% of the river water to New Mexico every year and 43% to Texas. Texas is claiming that because New Mexico farmers have begun pumping groundwater at a much quicker pace, that's depleting the river. And so as a result, New Mexico has taken far more than its allotted portion from the river. New Mexico obviously disputes that. This trial is probably going to take well into 2022 to resolve, but the stakes are immensely high. It could involve millions of dollars. It also could involve New Mexico having to give up additional water to Texas to make up for past shortages. So, as you said, both states have tremendous stake in this.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, all of that is compounded by climate change, and it's going to be continue to be a critical issue as we move forward. So, well, Bob, thank you very much for the update.
Thank you, Casey. It's great to be with you. And as always, your listeners can find these stories at elpasomatters.org.